Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The good news, the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of 2000 album is now available, and we have the order line number for you to call if you'd like to get the CD. And when the vinyl becomes available, and we told you the vinyl takes a little bit longer, we'll let you know. But as of today, you can order the Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 number one rated Phil Hendry Show CD by calling this number, 877-616-PHIL. Or if you're like me and you can't stand those kinds of phone numbers where they tell you to spell something out, it's 877-616-7445. The price for our CD is $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. You can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or check. Did you find out what they meant by check, Mike? We're going to tell you that in just a minute, because I was curious, as I'm sure you would be curious, as to how you pay for check when you're calling a phone number. The operator will give you the address. Okay, thanks, Mike. So you can pay by way of check. The operator will give you the address. Otherwise, you can pay by way of Visa or MasterCard. And I'm told that the operators and the people standing by there at the Phil Hendry Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD hotline there are fast, courteous, and professional staff, and they'll take your order. But as of today, we've got the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of 2000 CD. Call the number 877-616-7445. That's 877-616-PHIL, and you pick up the CD for the price of $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. And let me tell you how this works if you're new to the Phil Hendry Show. We don't keep any money. All of this money goes to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And they've been doing this stuff for 12 years, taking care of kids who live on the street. I don't get any money. All of the money goes to them after our production costs, which means whatever it costs to press the CD. And since the CD was donated, the pressing of the CD was donated, all the money goes to My Friend's Place. $3.50 means shipping and handling. And if you'd like to know more about My Friend's Place, you can log on to www.homelessyouth.org, A-O-R-G. And they'll tell you a little bit about what they do. In fact, they'll tell you a whole lot about what they do. And the other thing is they had a pretty good article about them in the L.A. Times. I think it was the day before yesterday on Monday. They had an article. Sandy Banks' column featured a very, very nice very nice review of what My Friend's Place does. So there you have it. We're really excited. We're happy to have this thing finally. And we just listened to it, and it's great. I mean, it's some of the best stuff from the year 2000. If you've got all of our other CDs, now you can pick up this one. And what's so cool about being able to have this phone line, what do they call these phone lines? They're order lines, but there's a fulfillment line. It's called a fulfillment line. What's cool about that is you can call anytime you want, and you can pick up as many as you'd like, and you can get them for Christmas or people's birthdays or whatever you want. We're still going to have our signings around town here in the Los Angeles area. We're still going to do a signing a couple of days before Christmas. The CDs that you order over the line, no, they will not be autographed. I will not sign those, but at least you'll have it in your hot little hands. So the number again, the order line is 877-616-7445 for the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling, and you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or a personal check. And I'm told the people there are fast, courteous, and professional, and they will take your order. If you want the vinyl, wait till the vinyl is ready. We have to do some inserts for the vinyl. The vinyl and the CDs will be available, if we don't sell them out before then, at some of our personal appearances, which we're going to have very soon here around town. And one of those personal appearances is going to be tomorrow. We're going to do a live broadcast from the Museum of Television and Radio, and I really want to just puke thinking of it. Every time I think of that, I just want to heave ho, man, because I'm scared. I'm scared bad about doing my show, broadcasting my show live in front of 500 people. You can rub your face if you want to, Craig Taylor. You can say, oh boy, why are you doing this? The fact of the matter is, when I think about sitting there and doing a show for 500 people there at the Museum of Television and Radio, I want to call Ralph on the big white phone, because it just, why I agreed to that, it's my fault. I take all of this on. I don't know why I agreed to do something like that. And it's done nothing. Yeah, you know, you're right. The day I agreed to that, I think we were making some yucca in a big gallon jar, and I think I drunk half of it. No, I don't know. There's going to be 500 people. I don't know. They're going to have 250 in the main theater there and a few hundred others in the gallery. And I didn't want to do it. And I remember when I talked to Kelly, and she's a great lady. She said, will you do the show? And I said, yes, automatically, because she's a nice person. And she's the person, she's the kind of person you say yes to when she asks for something, because she does so much for other people. I said, yes, Kelly, I'll do that. Okay, we want to have you in the theater. And I said, I'd rather do it in the small studio, because they have a small broadcast studio. And I unfortunately said that to her about a month after I agreed to do it in the big theater. And when I said that, she said, what are you talking about? You said you do it in the big theater. We've made up large billboards that will be placed throughout L.A. Huge billboards, large blimps and zeppelins have been rented. Huge halls, floating things out of Blade Runner. You know, we're going to be advertising you all over the world. And now you're telling me that you don't want to do the thing? In movie theaters, we've got big trailers, Henry. So I said, okay. Sorry I asked. So we're going to do the thing there in the theater, and it's just going to be nerve-wracking. And if I had it to do over again, I would have done something completely different for a living. You know what I really wanted to do? Seriously, you know, I wanted to go into history. I wanted to become either a history teacher or go into historical research. I would have liked to have done cultural anthropology and perhaps some archaeology. That would have been my passion. I wanted to be a guy in a pith helmet with a monocle dusting things off and a pipe kind of sticking, you know, the empty pipe in the top pocket there of a old, you know, like nylon shirt of some, not a nylon, linen shirt. A nylon shirt would be nice. That's what I would have done. But now, if I go back to school, I got to go back to Pasadena City College and take PE. See, I have so few credits. I have so few credits toward a college education that I'd have to go and complete my PE credit. I'd have to go back and take swimming again. Dr. Hall, wherever you are, Dr. Hall was my anthropology teacher. If I had it to do over again, man, I would have stayed awake during your lectures. And I had another Dr. Hall, and he was the teacher of California history. And you were a great teacher. And Joe Cuccaro, who was my history teacher in high school over at LaSalle, wherever you are, man, well, I told you already at the high school reunion how much I appreciated your class. All of you guys, if you'd worked harder as teachers, if you'd done your job, you would have directed me into a career or life of history and anthropology and historical research, not this, what I'm doing now. Because I, tomorrow, will be sitting there with flop sweat, puke dribbled down the front of my shirt, you know, Melissa running to get me a towel. You didn't see Melissa running off to get me paper towels. Phil's had an accident. So that's the way it's going to be tomorrow at the Museum of Television and Radio. Our broadcast starts at 4 Pacific. And I'll be the guy covered with a paper towels and a little bib, and someone will be holding my head and a stick of deodorant. Anyway, call that number, 1-877-616-7445, and you can get a really nice thing there. The Best of the Phil Henry Show, number one rated Phil Henry Show, Best of 2000 album, $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Hendry, and again, tomorrow we'll broadcast live from the Museum of Television and Radio, and I'll just get through it like a man, okay? I won't complain about it, just like a man. By 4:15, I know I'll be on the air at about 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. I'll be on the air, and gradually people will begin to talk in the audience. You know how it is when people are dull and bored with the whole goings on in the stage? So suddenly the talk will begin. By 5 o'clock, the place will be half full as people are going out to get something to eat. By 5:30, only about 100 people left. By 6 o'clock, they'll be coming in and out. And by 7, I'll blow my brains out. So that's the show. Hope you enjoy it. And the other thing that you always love when you hear these remote broadcasts, we're broadcasting live from Knott's Berry Farm. Yeah! And they got a whole crowd of people. You always hear that, right? Okay, this is Bobby and Tukey, and we're here live at the Auschwitz concentration camp. We'll be right back. Hey! And all the people in the background, hey! Because there's always some joker standing there getting the crowd going, come on, come on. Man, I would love that. I'd pay money if Jamie and Danny would broadcast live from Auschwitz and play all that groovy music and rap about, you know, the soaked tampons in the sink or whatever it is they talk about. Just broadcasting live from Berchtesgaden. Wouldn't that be cool? See, that's the stuff that comes out of the mouth of a history freak. A guy who's into the history of our country and the world. A man who regrets so every day the career path that he took, whereby I'm sitting here yearning for a Jamie and Danny broadcast live from Buchenwald. We're here live from a Tration camp? Anyway, hey! Here's more now from Snoop whatever. That's very angry at me. Sorry. So, that was a whole trip. And I think that last night was a big eye-opener for me. By the way, we'll start the show here in a moment, but I've just got some things I have to say. Last night was a real eye-opener for me. I came home and the house was locked and I couldn't get in. Maria had taken the kids trick-or-treating. I'd completely forgotten. So that was really cool. When you get home to your own home and you're looking forward to maybe a little something to eat, I pull up, and I didn't have my key because I used one of the truck, which I drive to work. I drive the truck to work, generally. And the reason why is because there are so many Jaguars, so many BMWs, so many Mercedes, and so many other kind of car like that in the lot here. I guess I just don't want to be another jackball in one of those cars. Not that I own one, which I don't. But I could drive a nicer car to work, but I want to pull in a truck with a dog in the back. And people that never, ever would guess in a million years what I do for a living, which is kind of a double-edged sword. On the one hand, they don't treat you with much respect in the parking lot if you pull in with a dog. On the other hand, nobody's going to bug you and know what you do. You can just walk in unfettered and unharassed and go up and sit down in the office and get ready for the show. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a bale of hay, a dog, and a bottle of a jug of Prestone and throw it in the back and drive around town. Nobody will ever guess. I'll wear a baseball cap, big-ass beard, look like some scumbag that should have gotten out of the trailer up in Big Sur years ago. It'll be fantastic. So I got home last night, and the doors are locked, and I suddenly realized, you know something? She had to take the kids trick-or-treating. Because there's no trick-or-treating in our neighborhood, and there's very little trick-or-treating. I don't know what happened this year, but the kids, when I finally did hook up with them, they said, man, it was bad. I said, what? There's just nothing going on. And I guess people can't be bothered, and maybe it's kind of a dull holiday. I don't know what the excuse is. We're getting more boring as a country, or we don't have any laughs anymore. And, you know, all you got to do is live here a few years to know that America is really kind of, we're kind of lean on the laughs these days. I don't know what it is that gives us good kicks, but it sure ain't trick-or-treat. So I said, well, that's too bad. Maria had to go to the store and buy a bag of candy for the kids to split up because there were so many lightweights out there that didn't want to come to the ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, 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 and they finally come up and they drop, you know, a box of Red Hots or something bad, and then they bug out. No wonder we had on Austin DeMarco the other day saying that, if you're in there, man, you're coming out with candy. If you're in there, you're coming out with candy. So I got home, there was nobody there, and I didn't know what to do, and so I said, well, I could go buy myself some dinner, because there's a Carl's Jr. near the house. So I got into the car, and I drove back toward the Carl's Jr. Well, you had a bowl of candy, and you didn't have one trick-or-treater? Well, you and your friends, I bet you the parents of those kids say, stay away from that house. Are you nuts? They see you guys coming in and out of vans with equipment and, you know, wearing Indian headdresses and stuff. They're not sure of you guys. Are there kids on your street? Well, you guys are like a bunch of college guys rooming together, okay? I'm not going to send my kid up to your front door either. It's a bad thing because I know you guys are very nice guys. What kind of candy did you have? I should have sent the kids over to your house. It had Snickers. Anyway, I drove around looking for the kids, looking for Maria and the kids because she took them up into this other neighborhood. And I almost ran over about three kids, man. It was that kind of a night. And finally, I turned back around, and I went home, and they were there. And I felt like the biggest clown. Well, what were you doing? I don't know. I didn't have my key, so I had to leave. So I got back, and there's the two little ones sitting there with their candy. And I said, so what do you got? And I start, they start throwing away crap they don't like, okay? They don't throw it away. They put it in a pile, and they go, you can have that, you and mommy. And they keep stuff like Reese's Pieces and the Hershey's bar, but they don't dig Hershey's with almonds, so they put that away. They don't dig Baby Ruth's, so they slide that over. And they don't like those $100,000 bars, which I don't even know what that is, but I think it has chocolate on it. And I was going to eat it, and then I saw that the wrapper had been opened, and my post-apocalyptic 20th century on into the 21st century paranoia took over, and I thought someone's tampered with it. Someone took a hypodermic needle, and they injected it into the wrapper, and they squeezed poison into the thing, and I throw it away. And the kids go, why'd you do that? I said, because you can't open up stuff that has, you know, don't eat anything that has a wrapper open on it. Why? Well, Ebola, I mean... I'm coming up with all kinds of reasons, and sooner or later I'm going to have to tell them the truth. Some sick, twisted old woman might have poisoned that thing. So I threw that away. Then they had dots on the a bunch of stuff, you know. I mean, I finally got my little sugar fix. But I wanted to just, you know, stick my face into that bag. I don't care anymore. And then the kids wake up this morning, and what do I hear? Mom, I don't feel good. Gee, really? Why? What? What do you mean, what? What are you talking about? Why don't you think you feel good? What's wrong? Oh, my stomach hurts. You don't want to go to school? No, I don't think I should go to school. Yeah, okay. Well, why do you think your stomach hurts? I don't know. You have no clue. No, I can't think of... You were eating that bag of candy last night, man. Oh, no, that's not it. It's not my stomach. It's really... Yeah, they're coming up with 50 million reasons. Anyway, I got home with the kids last night after they ate the candy. Then I sat down. I said, what the hell? I'll flip on the TV. There's got to be some awesome horror flicks on because Halloween with all of the cable channels. And Dawn of the Dead was on, which I couldn't watch with the kids because it's really grotesque, but it's a pretty cool flick. So I had to kind of bypass Dawn of the Freaking Dead. And then the kids wanted to watch Jaws 2. And I'm like, I would rather drink cyanide. What are you kidding? No, they wanted to watch that because that's the really bitchin' one where Roy Scheider takes a telephone cable and shoves it into the shark's mouth or something. I said, I don't want to watch that stupid movie. No, it's really cool. Okay. And then I go, look. Look, you guys. What? They're running the original Frankenstein and Dracula and Son of Frankenstein. They're all on tonight. Are they in black and white? Yeah. We don't want to watch that. No, it's bitching. You got to watch it, man. It's, no, well. One of the guys hung around with me, Chris. The 11-year-old, he hung out, and with drool sort of falling out of his mouth and his mouth hanging open, he was watching Son of Frankenstein with me, and he was actually digging it, because I turned around and I looked at him. You know how some kids are with their mouths open while they're concentrating? He had a little bit of spittle just sort of coming down. So he was mesmerized by Son of Frankenstein, which is the cool one with the police inspector with the wooden arm that Frankenstein pulls off at the end of the movie, which you guys don't know what the hell it is I'm talking about, right? Okay, screw you too. But it was bitching and together. And I like the fact, I like that kid, man. He's got some imagination. He's not a lame brain, you know? I mean, he can stretch his head a little bit to take in all kinds of different things. Because I said to him, just because it's in black and white doesn't mean it sucks. I made them sit down and watch It's a Wonderful Life. They wanted to get up. They were screaming. They were crying. They had diarrhea. They needed their diapers changed. They wouldn't sit and watch It's a Wonderful Life. And I said, you're going to sit. Oh, no, 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 no. You know, they were getting up. No, you sit right. And I'd say about a half hour into that flick, they were totally into it. They stayed and watched the whole movie. Not that it's a good movie, but it's one that everybody says is good. Oh, did you mean, did I sit and watch it? Of course not. I made them watch it. So, a lot of you guys will be coming to the museum tomorrow wanting to see something in Technicolor, and you can just see fat old Phil sitting there, and I know you'll get up and leave, but try to resist the temptation. Stay with me, okay? Because after a few minutes, guess what? It'll still be bad. No, you'll have a good time. Are we bringing CDs out there with us tomorrow? I would not suggest that. I would not suggest that, because we'd have to handle cash and all kinds of crap. Let me give you that number again, you guys, so you could just call up our order line, 877-616-7445. You'll love it. 1-800-449-8686, the number to the Phil Hendry Show. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show back with Jeff Dowder from the band Dark Horse. Dark Horse appearing at Mr. Pooh's in Redondo Beach this week. That's spelled D-A-R-Q-U-E-H-O-A-R-S-E. Dark Horse. You can pick up some of their stuff. Now, Napster has agreed to charge $4.95, Jeff.
That's right.
To download music off their site. This is the agreement they reached with BMG. BMG Entertainment, one of the world's largest music labels, that had threatened a lawsuit and actually had sued and is suing and will not terminate that suit until they get the new system up. But Napster is now in business with them, and so those many years of free downloading is over.
That's correct, Dan. I think I speak for a lot of people who use Napster and say, I think it's wrong. I think they copped out. And we say that Napster sold out. We are starting with the Jeffster site, something that is going to access the pictures that people have.
Before we say that, you're starting the Jeffster site. Why?
The Jeffster site is in response to Napster's caving in to corporate power pig politics. And they're caving in to the corporate pork chop power that's run by the pork chops who are in power. What the Jeffster site is going to do...
Okay, hold on. The pork chops that are in power, meaning the
The heads of the music business.
Okay.
The Jeffster site is going to access information the same way the Napster site does. The Napster site accesses music and gives it to you for free, or used to, until they sold out to BMG. My site will access information also that people want. If it's not music, we will access nude pictures, pornographic pictures, pictures of you and your wife nude, porn, nude shots of your mom. And
what are you going to do with all of that? In other words, you say that people should have the right to that?
People should absolutely have the right to that, Phil. And I think what Napster started and caved in on, they led the way for a lot of information out there that can be downloaded or uploaded and can be shared with a lot of different people. The Jeffster site is going to be focusing in on porn.
Okay, so porn for little kids?
No, sir, not at all. We will have... we will make sure that no kid gets to it.
Okay, so this is pornography for adults that the Jeffster site, your site, is going to make available to everybody.
That is correct.
And this is your way of saying what? That Napster sold out, but you won't.
Yeah, Napster's selling out. This Sean, whatever his name is, copped out. Jeff Downer's not copping out. And we right now...
Explain the technology. How does this work? How are you going to...
His name's Sean Fanning, by the way.
Okay. How is this technology going to work? As I understand it, Napster, once you became a member of Napster, Napster would access the music that you had in your computer and make it available to everybody.
That is correct.
Okay. Will your site work the same way?
My site will work the same way when we get the software up and running. Right now... We are in a startup mode, and we are asking people who want to be members of Jeffster to send, if you have any new... I'll tell you what we need, okay?
Go ahead. And by the way, I just want to say, I don't endorse this. You're on informationally as an interview.
No, I understand that.
So when you say this is what you need, people sending you stuff do this at their own risk.
That's totally understandable. But we do need content. And
what?
We need, if anybody has any nude shots of their mom or sister, we need that.
What are you doing? Are these amateur?
These are amateur. We have, most of the porn that I have now is amateur, mostly older women, but it's from my collection. I've got a fairly significant collection of older women who are nude. We have a line that you click on, by the way, Phil, that asks if you're 18, you can stay, but if you're not 18, you got to get out of there. So that... We prohibit little tiny kids from getting in. We also will have selections of my music on the site from Dark Horse that you can have. And this is the first for me, the first for anyone. We're offering porn for free on the Internet, and we're very, very proud of that. If you have pictures of your wife nude while she's dusting a table...
Let me ask you a question, man.
Yeah.
What makes you think I'm going to send you pictures of my wife naked while she's dusting a table?
Because... Once you do, you become a member of Jeffster, and you can access pictures of other guys' wives who are also not wearing any clothes.
And you know something? I want to tell you this. My wife's pretty good looking. If I send pictures of my wife nude while she's dusting the table, some guy is getting a treat. What do I get if some guy's got a fat wife that he's sending in some pictures of?
I've got a lot. I mean, face it, all dudes like to look at porn, and even if it's of some other guy's sister. Have you got any of your sister?
Have I got any what?
Do you have any nude shots of your sister?
If I did, I'm not going to send them to you, man. I mean,
no, but I'm asking. I'm just trying to get information. Do you have nude pictures of your sister?
I'll say this: I don't know of any guy that has any nude pictures of his own sister. And if he did, I'd be very worried. I'd be very worried.
You find it funny, Phil. But what we're really trying to do is we are trying to say to people out there: Napster caved in, Jeffster won't. Music is something that we feel should be free. We also feel adult entertainment and nude pictures of a guy's, nude pictures should also be free.
Well, okay, I don't know whether I would disagree with you on that or not. I would say that you have to prohibit kids from finding this stuff. That's number one.
Absolutely, and we do have a line that you click. If you're 18, you can keep going. If you're not 18, then you have to not go. You can't go any further.
Okay. Then I would say that you might want to invest in some better quality, because I don't know how many guys are going to want to come to a site where there's a lot of nude old women and you have guys' sisters and stuff, you know?
Some of it's pretty good, and I think one thing you miss is there's quite a market for amateur. But again, Phil, I want to emphasize that we are the first to provide free nude pictures on the internet. I'm not just talking about pornography, but I'm talking about nude pictures. Right now, erotic older women are hot and are hot things. And also, of course, like I said, yeah, I know you have a couple of sisters, so you don't have no...
No, I don't have any pictures of my sisters nude, okay?
Either one.
Not either one, no. And I have to tell you, if I did, I wouldn't send them to you, man.
Do you feel you're being a little judgmental?
No, I'm not trying to be judgmental, but what I'm saying... No, I'm not being judgmental. There are guys out there with nude pictures of their sisters. Go ahead and send it in. I would not access your site.
Would you do me a favor?
What?
Or I can do it. I don't know what you want. Can I ask your producer something?
Mike, can you hear him in there?
Mike, this is Jeff Donner. How you doing, man?
Well, he can't. He's saying good.
Okay. Do you have any pictures of your sister peeing nude?
Okay. Look it, man.
No, all I'm saying...
No, forget it, man. Forget it.
Okay, all I'm saying is this is information that I have a right...
Forget that.
I will tell you something.
What?
Right now, the hot ticket item is a guy's sister peeing and a guy's mom...
Okay, look it, Jeff. Can we not get into the content on the site so that we can just maybe start talking a little bit about the philosophy behind this?
That's fine with me.
All right. You're saying you're the first guy.
Why don't we talk about the site, okay, and not talk so much about pictures of your sister peeing?
Yeah, that's good. I'd like to do that. Put him on hold for a minute. I'm not having a very good day, Mike, and I'd appreciate it if you get this guy under control, too. Because I'm not having a good time here. I apologize to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a gentleman who is starting a free porn site called The Jeffster, working on the same philosophy that Napster worked on, which is when you become a member, it accesses what you have and makes it available to other members. It accesses, in other words, all the nude or pornographic pictures you have and makes it available to other members. Mr. Doubter says that it is completely legal. I'm having a problem with him asking for specific things on the show. And I don't know, I'm asking my producer. He's asking me, do I have pictures of my sisters peeing? Huh? He what? Okay, Mr. Doubter?
Yes, sir.
I understand now that you asked Mr. Schaefer if he had pictures of his mother defecating on his chest. Is that correct?
All I wanted to know is...
Okay, is that correct?
In a manner of speaking.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me from Santa Monica, or wherever you're, where are you at? Hermosa Beach right now, Jeff?
I'm out near the gig here in Redondo Beach, Phil.
Redondo. Jeff Dowder talking about the Jeffster site. He started a site where porn will become absolutely free. Now, this is as a result of the Napster people settling with BMG Entertainment, and they're going to be charging $4.95 per download, okay? You, on the other hand, will not be charging anything.
No, I will not, Phil. And I think there are a lot of people out there very disappointed with Sean Fanning copping out and, copping out at anything. What we're doing, yeah, we want amateur pornography. I would say, by the way, if you don't have any naked pictures of your mom or your sister, I would encourage you to take pictures of your mother and your sister.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the audience right now. If you don't have no nude pictures of your mother or sister, get some of them. And
how are they going to do that?
When they're taking a shower or something, I don't know, but we need more pictures like that to augment our site.
Well, buddy, I think you're going to have yourself a big mountain to climb getting nude pictures of guys' mothers and sisters that they're going to be going into the shower taking. Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Los Angeles, hello.
Hey, hello?
Yeah, you there? Go ahead.
Yes.
Are you listening to your radio, sir?
No, I'm on the phone now.
You need to turn the radio down.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. I am starting something called New Napster. It's spelled GNU because it uses a new technology that's been around called GNU. And it doesn't use the server that that the guy you're talking to, he's
going to run. Does that mean it's not traceable?
Yes, it's not traceable at all. And it's for not only music, but it's for the pornography you want to do also, and for the movies. And
okay.
It's totally untraceable.
Once well, how you do it? How you feed? How you stream in the movies?
They're not streamed. You download them from each other, and everyone keeps a record.
Let me ask the gentleman a question. You say untraceable, but people know it's your site.
No, but once we release it, it's unstoppable. And we don't manage anything. There's no servers they can shut down. There's nothing they can touch. We're getting started very soon. We don't have our site up quite yet, but we have our email if you're interested. It's newnapster@mail.com.
Okay, well, I still don't understand how you guys can...
Do you understand the technology, Mr. Henry?
No, I don't.
It's pretty rudimentary. How does it work, man?
It's not.
Well, do you know?
Yeah, but I want to hear him.
It's very advanced. It keeps everyone in this pyramid system with no servers, and everyone connects to everyone else, and it keeps it so that there's no central database.
What kind of porn are you dealing in?
Everything. Anything anyone has.
Well, wait a minute,
available.
Are you doing kiddie porn?
It's not our issue what people have.
So in other words, you'll be providing kiddie porn?
We're not providing it. People are providing it for
you. What I would do is work out a deal out with you whereby you can do the movies if you'd allow me to have access to the porn.
But you see, you're traceable. And if people
do you
start
have pictures
getting mad,
of your...
people can start getting mad at you and suing you and stuff. We're just going to come around and leave.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have any pictures of your mom or your sister? And I don't mean no disrespect.
No, I don't. But that's what other people are providing. I'm providing the technology, the software.
I'm trying to get... Okay, I'm happy to give out your email address. You just gave your email address out, right?
Yes, GNU, Napster, at mail.com.
Okay, and I'd like to say that I want pictures if anybody's got one of their mom peeing or if they got...
Okay, man, you know...
Well, you know, I'm trying to say is that's what I'm, you know, about, so...
Okay. Good luck with this, man. I don't understand it, but good luck with it. I'm sure somebody's going to try to find you, though. 1-800-449-8686.
My website, by the way, is jeffster.com. JeffStr.com. I think it's a way for people to share. It's the new technology, Mr. Henry, and I think that's one thing that people have to understand.
Okay, but what you're doing is you are serving, and by the way, our number 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Jeff Dowder about Jeffster, which is a website that he is starting dealing with pornography. And that is, and you're not doing kiddie porn?
No, I'm not doing that. That other guy is out of his mind. he's out of his tree on that.
Okay. We're talking with Mr. Dowder about this website that he is starting that is going to be trucking or trafficking in pornography. And this is stuff that is going to be completely free. You say that's original, right?
Absolutely original. Nobody has ever provided porn free on the web. So this becomes, you know, number one, that becomes a very, I think, attractive thing. And number two, no one's ever had any pictures of their grandmother peeing. And
okay, man, I don't want to hear any more about it, okay?
Okay, dude, but...
Yeah, and by the way, any cat that would buy pictures...
It's not, you don't have to buy, it's free.
Okay, anyone that would download free stuff like that...
What?
If you have any pictures of your grandmother peeing.
Well, man, now you're into a judgmental thing, okay, which I'm not too, you know...
What?
Now you're judging people. We don't judge people. We allow people to be who they are and be what they want to be.
That sounds like an Army commercial. Okay, well, good luck with that, Mr. Dowder. And
are you going to send any?
No, I'm not sending any pictures, man. I already told you that, okay? Somebody wants to give you an address, that's fine. And I, you know, I frankly, I got a really hard time, ladies and gentlemen, of letting people, you know, giving out this guy's address. I have a hard time letting people know where this guy is, okay? I'm not really all that interested in what it is he wants, and I'm not even sure that it's legal. But this Napster ruling, shutting down that website, which essentially says that, it doesn't shut it down, it basically says that it has to charge for these downloads, I think it's going to catch up with this guy. And who needs porn that bad? And this guy's material. He doesn't even have anything good. He's asking for pictures of guys' mothers nude. Go into the shower and get a shot of your mom. Oh, my God. All right, don't forget, number one rated Phil Henry Show, Best of the Year 2000 album is available now by calling 877-616-PHIL. 877-616-7445. The price is $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. And you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or a check. And when you call that number, they'll let you know the address of the place that you send the check to. The people, I understand, are fast, they're courteous, they're professional, and they'll take your order. And we've got a whole bunch of them. And the vinyl is going to be ready in about 3 weeks. And I have to sign some of the sleeves that's going to be that will be included in the vinyl. And then the vinyl will be available also. Right now, it's only the CD. And again, the number is 877-616-7445. $20, $3.50, shipping and handling. That's $23.50, Visa, MasterCard, or a check. When the vinyl gets available, we'll let you know. And we also, of course, are going to be doing our personal appearances throughout Southern California, selling it. All of the money that we make through the sale of our CD goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. All of the money. So we don't get anything. And I mean, we don't even have any production costs this year, thanks to the greatness and the goodness and the terrificness of Joe Escalante and the guys at Kung Fu Records. It's the Phil Henry Show.